devil did to his soul.
Smoke's past cowardice looked like outrageous courage now.
Do it. We'll deal with him when there's time.
Croker did it. Chapter 56. Shadow Spinner's shadows remained blind to my whereabouts. He did not seem able to adjust, and his bats were useless. Were, in fact, extinct in that part of the world where my band stole through the night. I signaled a halt a mile from where my scout said Spinner had established his camp. We had come a long way in a short time. We needed rest. Narayan settled beside me. He plucked at his rumal, whispered,
"Mistress, I'm of a divided mind. Most of me really believes the goddess wants me to do this, that it will be the greatest thing I've ever done for her.
But
I'm scared."
"You make that sound shameful."
"I haven't been this frightened since my first time."
"This isn't your ordinary victim. The stakes are higher than you're used to."
"I know, and knowing wakens doubts of my ability, of my worthiness, even of my goddess."
He seemed ashamed to admit that, too.
"She is the greatest deceiver of all, mistress. It amuses her sometimes to mislead her own. And while this is a great and necessary deed, even I, who was never a priest, noticed that the omens have not been favorable."
"Oh?" "I had noticed no omens, good or bad."
"The crows, mistress. They haven't been with us tonight."
I had not noticed. I had grown that accustomed to them. I assumed they were there whether I saw them or not. He was right. There were no crows anywhere. That meant something. Probably something important. I could not imagine their master allowing me freedom from observation for even a minute. And their absence was not my doing. And I doubted it was Shadow Spinner's. I hadn't noticed, Narayan. That's interesting. Personally, it's the best omen I've seen in months. He frowned at me.
Worry not, my friend. You're Narayan, the living legend, the saint to be. You'll do fine.
I shifted from Kant to Standard Taglian. Blade, Swan, ready?
Lead on, my lovely,
Swan said.
I'll follow you anywhere.
The more stressed he became, the more flip he was. I looked them over, Blade, Swan, Ram, Narayan, the two armholders. Seven of us. As Swan had observed, the obligatory number for a company on quest. A totally mixed bag. By his own standards, each was a good person. By the standards of others, everyone, excepting Swan, was a villain.
Let's go, then,
before I grew too philosophical. We did not have to talk about it. We had rehearsed farther away. There would be no chatter to alert Shadow Spinner. It was a slovenly encampment. It screamed demoralization. But for Spinner, my ragbag army could have beaten those Shadowlanders. And they knew it. They were waiting for the hammer to fall. We passed within yards of pickets who sat facing a fire and grumbling. Their language resembled Taglian. I could understand them when they were not excited. They were demoralized, all right. They were discussing men they knew who had deserted. There seemed to be a lot of those and plenty of sentiment for following their example. Narayan had the point. He trusted no one else to find his way. He came sliding into the hollow.